Yeah, I think there's a multiplicity of different things that the city is engaged in and that the community, frankly, is engaged in. But one of the most important decisions that I've made during the pandemic was when we received $420 million from the American Rescue Plan. We dedicated, well, certainly 35 to 40% of that overall figure to public safety. And I think we're the only city in the country who did that. Now, I'm not saying that other cities did the wrong thing with their money. I mean, they have individual needs, but public safety is such a priority for our city. We put together a $150 million three-year strategy over 2022, 2023, and 2024. And we're starting to see some benefit from the – we're just a little bit over a year and a half into this three-year commitment, and we're starting to see some positive signs of improvement. The truth is gun violence is our most important challenge as a community, and we're not alone in that regard. I mean, every major urban area in the country is struggling with gun violence, but we are – I think, making some progress by reducing the level and the volume of gun violence that we experience. Now, I got to be careful when I say that, because one homicide to me is immoral and unacceptable. But the truth is also that in the year 2022, we saw a 16% reduction in the number of murders in the city of Indianapolis. And here we are at the end of September of 2023, and we are well on our way to yet again another double-digit reduction in the overall level of gun violence, murders, and non-fatal shootings. In fact, violent crime is down 8% this year alone. So the investments that we have made and the priorities that we have given to it are starting to, I think, pay enormous benefit for the people of our city. And I'd say as a final matter, of the commitment that we made, $45 million of the $150 million go directly into community-based, neighborhood-oriented crime prevention and crime intervention programming. $15 million in 22, $15 million in 23, $15 million in 24. And our neighborhood partners and our community leaders, all too often people just immediately default to public safety being, IMPD's responsibility. Well, the truth is, IMPD does a yeoman's job in addressing public safety related concerns, but by their very nature, IMPD is a reactive agency. A call comes in, an IMPD officer is dispatched, and hopefully something is able to be resolved. That's why it was important, at least in my estimation, and why I made the judgment. Let's start investing in the communities who are – no one knows their neighborhood better than the neighbors themselves. And that's why I think that those investments are really starting to pay good dividends.